Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
¡Esa soy yo!
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So everyone bought into The Golden Bachelor. I didn't watch it. I had one of the suitors on this podcast, but I've always taken issue with the fact that on The Bachelor, on The Bachelorette, you have people from different socioeconomic backgrounds. You have people from different political beliefs, religion, just like the world, of course, yes. But then you concentrate in this pressure cooker of alcohol and the bubble, they call it. And then you give people these extraordinary circumstances. Like you put two people together on the top of a mountain, on an amazing helicopter. They go hang gliding, they go skydiving, whatever it is that they do. But it is not reality and it is fantasy. They even have a fantasy suite. So people are expected to base a relationship, which is all about reality. Like reality hits in life when you have to pay bills, when God forbid you have a sick child, when someone is sick, when there's a death, when you have a mortgage, when, you know, when the shit hits the fan, when you're cleaning up baby vomit, when in-laws are coming, things like that. That's real life, when someone loses their job. And you have this show that's based all in fantasy and hype. And having been on reality television, I know how much that experience can influence your decisions. You also are aware, acutely aware, that there's an audience watching. It could be real, but it's only real based on what's going on, which is not real. And I think that the world has to start getting clued into the fact that divorce is at an astronomical rate because no one's living in reality. That's why I talk about prenups. That's why I talk about marriage being a business, divorce being a business, lawyers being for profit, people not discussing things that really matter, people that are very educated and successful being scared to ask a partner for a prenup as if there's something wrong with it. But everybody's just leaning into the big dress and the ring and the fairy tale and all that. And everybody, we have to start educating our children on what really goes on. Like a show should be talking about religious differences. Are you open to therapy? What would happen if you got a divorce? What would happen in custody? Do you want your kids to go to public or private school? Okay. What do you believe about strict religion? What kind of vacations do you like to go on? Where are you on education? Where are you on politics? Like people need to start getting their shit together, and it affects girls watching, thinking that that's how a relationship should be. and it's going to be a fantasy. They're leaning into the marketing, the Nia Lane ring, the Vera Wang dress, the vacation that's, you know, that's amazing and marketed. If anybody spent nearly as much time focusing on what really happens in a marriage, in a divorce, in a prenup, in all of it, in the pressure, in the money that people spend on these weddings, like that's what needs to be discussed. And it's not cute and it's not sexy, but it's reality. So next time you see people just getting engaged, flipping through the magazines, tell them that they have to be educated on marital law in the state that you live in. I was in a 10-year divorce process, millions and millions of dollars. And it doesn't matter whether you're rich or you're poor, you're a victim to the system. So the minute you sign the dotted line and sign a contract with marriage, think about the fact that it's not all that it's marketed up to be. So just like with going to college, some people don't go to college anymore because they're thinking about if they want several hundred thousand dollars in debt. It's their decision. You may want to go to college. You may want to be a doctor. You may want to be a lawyer. You may just want to go to college. That's your right. Of course it is. It could be a beautiful experience. But think about it. You have to think about it because you may not want to be in debt, college debt, student loan debt forever. So think about getting married because you may not want, if 50, 60% of people end up in divorce, I would not invest in that business. The most ironic and interesting thing is that Kevin O'Leary always refers to relationships in a business way. And I used to think it was callous. He'd ask me about something and he'd say, I don't know if I'd take that deal. I wouldn't do that deal about a relationship. He asks questions like, oh, you know, did you sign a prenup? Would you sign a prenup? What is he paying? What are you paying? It's not sexy. Because you know what? He realizes it's a fucking business. So you know what? He's right. Decide whether or not you would take that deal. But on Shark Tank, we would not invest in something that had a 60% chance of failing. So you're investing in a romantic business that has a 50 to 60% chance in failing. You may as well get educated and stop watching this fantasy television, or just know that it's complete bullshit. That two people that are raised, a nurse and a landscaper as parents, living modest means, that when you go to a mountaintop in Greece and you're everything's paid for and you don't have to think about a bill, think about religion, think about therapy, think about anything besides getting laid and looking cute, of course you're going to make bad decisions. So get your shit together when it comes to relationships. Life is not a fantasy suite. Life is a reality suite. After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, Cozy Earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun.
Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
If someone is a devout spiritual person, they meditate for weeks on end at silent retreats, they are a monk, they have tea with the Dalai Lama, they're not hanging out with Ben Affleck, J-Lo, and Kim Kardashian. Because I think Kim Kardashian is a lovely person, a hard worker, and a beautiful girl. But she's not who I go to if I'm a spiritual being. And J-Lo is the hardest working woman in entertainment. And I love Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck in this amazing era of theirs. But I just would say that I wouldn't look to my spiritual leaders to be hanging out with A-list celebrities on the Met Gala steps. I would think, like, why aren't you, you know, in India studying your spiritual craft? So I'm calling bullshit, but what was your first clue?
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.